Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to JK Cement Limited's earnings conference call for quarter and half-year ended 30th September 2024, hosted by PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal from PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited, we welcome you to the Q2 and H1 FY25 call of JK Cement Limited. On the call, we have with us Mr. Ajay Kumar Saraogi, Deputy Managing Director and CFO, and Mr. Prashant Seth, President, Business Information and Investor Relations. I would like to mention on behalf of JK Cement and its management that certain statements that may be made or discussed on today's conference call may be forward-looking statements related to the future developments and which are based on current expectations. These statements are subject to a number of risks, uncertainties, and other important factors which may cause actual developments and results to differ materially from the statement made. JK Cement Limited and the management of the company assumes no obligation to publicly alter or update these forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information or future events or otherwise. I will now hand over the floor to the management of JK Cement for their opening remarks, which will follow by interactive Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, Saraogi, sir.
Thank you, Vaibhav. Good evening and welcome to this Q2 call. The Board of Directors met on 26th of October to review the working for the quarter ended September 24, as well as half-year ending September 24. The major highlights of the working: the net sale for the quarter was 2,322 crores as against 2,555 in the previous quarter, a dip of about 9%, and 2,476 year-on-year, a dip of about 6%. The operating expenses were lower by 2% at 2,119 as against 2,164 previous quarter, and year-on-year flattish 2,124. The EBITDA for the quarter was 273 crores as against 479 in the previous quarter, a dip of 43%, and 447 in the previous year, dip of 39%. EBITDA margins was 11.7% for the quarter as against 18.7% in the previous quarter and 18% in the previous year. If you look at profit before tax, it was 64 crores as against 292 crores and 246 crores, and profit after tax was 45 crores as against 203 crores and 179 crores. EPS for the quarter was 5.80 as against 26.2 and 23.1. For the half-year, April-September, the net sales were down by 3% at 4,877 crores as against 5,117. The operating expenses were lower by 1% at 4,283 crores as against 4,345 crores. The EBITDA was down by 11% at 752 crores as against 849 crores. Margins were 15.4% as against 16.9%. Profit before tax was 355 crores as against 454 crores, a dip of 22%, and profit after tax was 247 crores as against 305 crores, a dip of 19%. The EPS was 32.10 rupees as against 39.50 rupees. As you would have seen, the working for the quarter was not on the expected lines. That was mainly on account of both external and internal factors. External factors were the demand because of the monsoons, and the expected demand was not there, and there was pressure on pricing continued. And for internal, there was additional shutdown because of monsoons, and that which resulted in incremental expenses affecting the bottom line. As regards the project, the 6 million ton expansion work is at a good speed, and we are confident that we would be able to commission as per the expected lines by end of third quarter or beginning of fourth quarter FY26. If you look at the balance sheet, the gross debt as on 30th September was 4,664 crores, as against 4,592 crores as on March. The cash balance during as on 30th September was 1,620 crores, as against 2,011. Net debt was 2,582 crores, as against 3,044 crores. The net debt to EBITDA was 1.6 times, as against 1.29, and the net debt to equity was 0.56 as against 0.48. So these are the major highlights. I'll be happy to answer your question. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. You may please press star and one to ask questions. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you, sir. Sir, first on the other expenses for this quarter was how much one time which we will not be seeing from third quarter onwards, because that has impacted profitability a lot.
So there are two things which are there affecting, which may be classified as one time. So there would be an incremental one time expenditure of about 30 crores, which is there, which should not be there in the subsequent quarters. Also, in the raw materials, because of the shutdown, we had purchased certain clinker, and that clinker quantity should not be there. There could be some marginal clinker which we have procured for Central India in the month of October. Otherwise, there would be no requirement of any purchased clinker going forward. So these two could be the one-time expenditure, which if we look at in terms of the value, could be anything around 45 to 50 crores, could be a one-time impact which is there in this quarter.
Got it. Now, sir, if I look at from the grey cement perspective, so 1H we have done close to 2.1% volume growth, and we were looking at 10% for this year. So now how we look at for full year, how much we are looking at?
So yes, we were looking at 10% overall, and even now since H1, the growth is only nominal. Even though we are expecting a good demand, we would see that we should be closing anything around with a growth of about 6 to 7%.
Got it. And in terms of the realization for grey cement was actually QOQ, if I am just looking at the numbers, it is 0.8% up. Whereas for white, it was 3% down. So for both the things, just wanted to understand, because for other companies, we have seen 2% plus kind of a QOQ decline in realization. So is there anything, even if you can specify the incentive, that how much we have booked in this quarter, so that will help, and also how the prices are there in the October month now?
So as far as realization is concerned, one, since we had lower volume. So we cut down sales in certain non-so remunerative areas, which normally we could have done. So we, one, that was some volumes were cut in the low retention areas, in some non-trade segments, because we did not have sufficient volume available, especially in the south also. And there has been a marginal increase in the premium product sale also. So all these factors have resulted, you know, that though the prices was under pressure, but on an average with the mix, we are not seeing any fall in the realization per ton.
And now how we look at the prices in the October month versus a 2Q average?
So Q2 average marginally up, but we have to really see this is a, whatever some prices had increased, but not across, but in the north and all. So marginally up as compared to average of Q2, but we have to see how we are able to increase upon some more pricing in coming days, post Diwali maybe.
Okay, okay. And in terms of the...
I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir.
No issues.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may please press star and one now. We'll take the next question from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Bank. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening. Thanks for the opportunity. So, while the one-off expenses were explained in the quarter, like, some other operating revenue was also there, I believe, which was on the higher side. Also, generally, could you talk about, like, in South, you had an extended maintenance shutdown. So, how has it improved your cost efficiency, or what was that extended shutdown taken for?
You know, in case of the other operating expenses, we had got one-time, you know, subsidy which had come from Central India. So that subsidy is included in the one-time it was realized and got in this quarter. So that is reflected.
Okay. And also the South extended shutdown, like, could you just maybe talk a bit more about it as to what was it for and how that improved your efficiency or any cost metric?
See, what has happened in the South, we had planned a shutdown of about 45 days, which also included some modification to be carried on so that we are able to, we were saying that with the usage of AFR, you know, the kiln output was becoming, had lowered. So we wanted to do certain modifications in the cyclone so that, you know, we are able to A, maintain a high usage of AFR and have, in fact, improve, get more clinker and maybe some additional clinker. So while doing so, when there was, the rain, there was a continuous rain which disrupted the working, and the overall shutdown was for about 70 days. So because of that extended shutdown of about 25 days, we were forced to even, you know, to be in the market and not lose the trade market, we had to even purchase a lot of clinker to feed into the market. So extended shutdown, there's been not been, I mean, on the cost front, it is not, you know, something substantially high. But it is, that has resulted in some additional, what the period, the clinker which we had to buy from the market. So that resulted in loss of contribution, which is reflected, which could be a one time. The incremental cost was not that high. That was only about 10 crores, 10 to 12 crores in this south plant.
Sure. And also lastly, the Kcal cost has gone up on a QOQ basis. Why would that be?
The kilocalorie cost has gone up during this quarter because, one, the AFR cost has increased. So we are seeing that there is a fall in the fuel pricing. marginal fall. But the usage of AFR, the AFR suppliers, the AFR cost has increased, whatever contracted quantities which we had. Now we are again renegotiating. Actually, you know, AFR pricing is also linked to the fuel pricing. So what they do, they always link it to the fuel pricing. Now with the softening of fuel prices, we are again renegotiating, you know, the gap to be maintained between the price of AFR versus fuel. Otherwise, it would not be economical to use the AFR, make all the effort of using the AFR.
Okay, okay. So it's mainly because of AFR cost going up, right? I mean,
yeah,
because petcoke cost has gone down in the quarter.
Yes, yes. Sequentially, petcoke prices.
Okay, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. You may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from Patanjali Srinivasan from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I wanted to understand how much our unit cost of production can go down by in the next couple of quarters, because I think from last quarter's base to this quarter, the number has gone up like quite a bit. So I think it's up almost 450 rupees per ton.
No, see, this quarter is exceptional because of low volume. And so the cost has gone up. When you use your inventory, the inventory cost is much higher because it contains an element of fixed cost. So, you know, as per the account, so all that affects the overall cost of the goods. But if you compare with the normal, as we said, you know, if you look at Q1 cost, so sequentially, the cost should be reducing, you know, I think with the fuel prices softening and all, we should see an impact of about 50 rupees coming up in each of the remaining two quarters.
Okay, as in, so Q1 FY25 was 4800, so you're saying Q3, Q4, it can go drop by 50 rupees?
By about 100 rupees a ton.
Yeah, so it can get to around 4700, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Sir, and any region-wise, could you give us some color on what the demand was? Any region where demand was not as good as we expected, or it was better than what we'd expected during the quarter?
So demand, see, the demand slip was not so much felt in the central India.
Okay.
There was a dip in demand definitely in the north and the southern part.
Okay, okay. Sure, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You may please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. A couple of questions. Sir, first is, any update on Toshali? Specifically, I'm looking at the limestone long-term supply agreement that we were looking with the government. And that's a question. So, second question is on the paints business.
So in paint business, what would you like to know, sir? What was your query on the paint business?
So, sir, where are we on the paints business right now? The revenue number and the EBITDA number for the quarter, and how are we looking at the ramp up of the paints business? And the third is, we have indicated a number of 150 to 200 rupees per ton of cost savings over 25-26. Where are we on that journey? These are the three broader questions, sir. Thank you.
Okay. So on the Toshali, we are actually, we recently had a meeting with the CM also, our MD, and we had, because of the change of guard, so whatever had been discussed earlier, I mean, so we had to really, in a way, start afresh. So we had a meeting and we had discussed with him and, you know, for a long-term arrangement, which, and we had a meeting with the chief secretary also. And I think we should get their proposal, whatever we have submitted, their response sometime in the month of December or so. So if we are hopeful. So let's see, once we get that, we would be able to take a call going forward. So once a long-term agreement, see, one is they give an indication cost So it, the whole thing, the finalization of this will definitely take some time, but at least it will help us in formulating our strategy for entering into the East, and at what time, what is the time from, because as such we are also, I mean, the only thing is that we want to have a we want to form up the arrangement of limestone so that the opportunity for entry into East is there, but immediately we are not going to start that. We are clear till we will take a final call where to go for the next investment once we are about to complete the 6 million ton expansion. So at this stage the only thing is to conclude the tie-up for the limestone, which keeps the door open for entry in the East. Right. As far as paint is concerned, yes, we are. We have done in the production.
Yeah, our turnover in this quarter was 53 crores, and yeah, 6 months is 117 crores, and the EBITDA loss for the 6 months is 25 crores.
Yeah, and so we expect
to scale up paint business.
Yeah, so you know, this is the thing. Now, as we see, you know, October is the main season month. So as we are about the we have done a record sale in this month, and we, as we had a guideline that, you know, we should be closing the year somewhere between 250 to 300 crores as a top line. So we are confident that we would be in that region on the top line. Our expected loss for this for the whole year was around 40 crores, so we should be within that range only. And next year we have a plan as a ramp up. Next year we have a plan of about 400 crores top line, 400 to 450 crores, and 600 crores by FY 27, so where we should be having a break even.
Hello,
this is Yusuf sir. And on the cost side? Yes sir. And on the cost side?
So on the cost side, you know, we had three or four levers, and one was on the logistic. So we are working towards that, and I think we have already been able to factor in about 22 rupees of logistic savings, and we expect that you know, by March our exit should be around 45 to 50 rupees in case of logistic. We are already in advanced stage for certain more agreements for green power, and with the other lever, one was on increase in the AFR. So we are working towards that. I mean, we are with the south, we would be able to further increase our AFR consumption. With the stabilization now of Panna, we should be able to start AFR consumption at Panna also. So these were the major three areas where we expected the cost savings. So I think that will gradually come up and it should be visible, you know. So I think if we look at an exit by FY25, we should definitely have an exit of between 60 to 75 rupees. So 60 rupees, which is a saving, which would have accrued, we should be seeing that saving in FY26, and other savings will come in FY26, which will you know, pile up to about 150 to 200 rupees.
Sir, very useful. Thank you so much, and all the very best.
Thank you. Please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Naveen Sahadev from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, before I ask a question, just a clarification on the previous question. EBITDA loss, you said for the first half was 25 crores. So how much would that be in Q2?
No, no. Pardon?
You said EBITDA
loss. I said the EBITDA loss.
For the paint business.
It's 25.
Okay. In Q2, it is 15 crores.
In Q2, it is 15 crore and first half.
H1 is 25.
Yeah.
Understood. And full year, it will be around 40.
About 40 crores.
So my first question was with respect to the TSR rate. So I think previous quarter, as per your presentation, I'm saying that there was a decent jump towards end of 24 and further it increased in Q1, but in Q2 this has dropped sharply to 13%. So
see, you would see that Q2 being a maintenance period for all the kilns,
right?
You know, so that has resulted in a sharp decline.
Secondly, Naveen, there is one more factor. Actually, earlier we were covering only 9 plants out of the 13. Now we have got the SBTi approval for covering all the 13 plants. So this data is actually revised for the 13 plants now. That is also a reason for the reduction. So all the new plants are added now in this.
So Panna was actually not included. And if we look at the FR usage in Panna, being Indian coal usage, that is the plant which uses the least least volume of AFR. Right. So thermal substitution is the minimum, and it has actually, the journey has started now after, you know, so first, thing at Panna was to ensure the full stabilization of the plant. And this quarter, you know, the Panna kiln, you know, with, because see, nowadays, yes, monsoon is there, but the monsoon, the typical type is that you have very excessive rain for a few number of days.
Right.
That actually, you know, that is something which really disturbs the entire thing. As we say, one-time loss, even in Panna, though, our brick lining was due in the month of October, from end September, and which is now there. But this excessive rain, you know, has, you know, when the kiln was closer to the shutdown, it did have an effect on the kiln, and we had to, you know, we had to run the kiln at a very low output for almost a month. And also in between we had to, you know, close kiln for 2 days, 1 day, and that. So during the quarter, the availability of the kiln was also less. The kiln ran at normal output only for 1/3 of the month, and at reduced output for the balance period. So all that has also resulted, affected the cost factor, the other things, and all the thermal substitution and everything got disrupted because of these erratic working during the quarter.
Fair point. Understood. Thank you. My second question was on the new announcement on 2 coal block auctions which you have won. So if you could give more details as to when are these mines you are expecting it to, like, you know, come into production? What benefits that one can expect from this? Or is this is more like securing?
No, it is a long-term benefit. It is going to have give us substantial benefits going forward. So we have two gold blocks. One is Shahdol and one is Mahan, both in Madhya Pradesh. So Shahdol, the first block is a smaller block, which is not, that block we have to work from the beginning. We have already done the vesting agreement has been done, and now we have the full team on board for the block, and we have initiated a plan to start work at that block, to do the mining lease and the mining evaluation and everything, procurement of land, so that we are able to, I mean, though the time frame given by the government for commissioning the block is by, you know, FY 29, but we are targeting at least, you know, one year of 15 months earlier. So that is the status for the block. The second block, which is already partially developed and which is a bigger block, that, you know, we are in the process, and within the month of November we should be having the entire agreement with the government, and we are already we have made out an action plan for what to be done. So immediately after the agreement, the site would be handed over to us and we should be able to start work at the site. And we feel that we are planning that maybe if, that timelines we'll know once we go to the site, but we plan maybe in 30 months, you know, we are able to commission this block. This commissioning of the both the coal blocks is going to, one, secure our fuel, especially for the central India, which is dependent on linkage fuel and domestic fuel, that is the only, and the fuel cost would be far, far cheaper. I mean, today we are getting linkage fuel at about, you know, 1 rupee 50 paisa to 1 rupee 60 paisa per 100 GCV, NCV. This would come at a much lower, around 1 rupee max, outer limit 1 rupee 10 paisa.
Interesting. So this can, even if not now, at least 3 years down the line, this.
So, so many companies, I mean, if you look at in the region, everybody has a coal block. So we are fairly at a disadvantage on that concern. So we will not be at a disadvantage as compared to the competition. And maybe, I mean, if that fuel works out, we are also working out, we can also feed, whether we can feed some volumes to the northern plants also, because it makes a business sense. So we have options, but central plant definitely, where we have north line 2 is coming up, where the major expansion is there. So it will secure fuel over there at a very nominal, at a very good price.
Sorry, the last comment. You said second line north.
I said the second line of Panna. So where we are already doing two expansions are there. So that will have about, you know, that will become at a single location the largest point for us, over 20,000 tons of clinker.
No, understood. If I can just slip in one last question. What is the now the game plan for the paints business, JK Maxx? Because now we are already seeing advertisement of JK Maxx paints on pan-India news channels as such. So if you could first of all just give us that, how many touch points are there, how many dealers we have as of now, and what is the game plan, so that we can get a broader perspective about the paint business. And does this mean that since the advertisements and these are coming up, there could be a further cost to it in terms of branding and etc.? Thanks.
No, so I will answer the second question first. The branding cost and all, as we said, is part of 600 crores, which we have committed to the paint business. That is even, and we would like when the paint business, and so there is no further commitment beyond 600 crores. And the total plan, you know, of from a journey of to 300 crores, close to 300 crores this fiscal, and to 600 crores by FY 27, is all part of the 600 crores, and where by the which time the business should become self-sufficient. So that is the plan.
Yeah.
If you
helpful.
Want any further clarifications, you let me know.
No, helpful. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be a final reminder for questions, and no further reminders will be given, that you may please press star and one to ask questions. We'll take the next question from the line of Abhishek Poddar from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Just one regarding the white cement. We have seen realizations falling in last few quarters. How is the market there? Can you talk about the competitive landscape there, how the margins are doing, and where do you see the bottoming out?
The paint manufacturer, especially Asian Paint, continues to be very aggressive as far as putty is concerned. And the dip in realizations is only on account of the putty, realizations dip in putty. So we expect, though there has been some correction, I think, we were thinking earlier that in last year, March, that it has already bottomed out, but the onslaught by Asian continued. However, after, recent in July, after announcing some increase in the paint pricing, they also increased some pricing, but still some hidden discounts and other things do continue. We feel that, this may have bottomed out, but it continues, the putty field continues to be very, very competitive. And Asian Paint, with all that, they have already taken the number one position in the putty field. They have become the largest player of, though they don't have any production facilities, but they are still the largest seller of putty with a market share of close to about 30%, as against, 24 for Birla and 22 for us. So that is the position for the putty. We are continuing, there is a growth for us year on year, but we are not able to match the growth of which is there by Asian Paint, Ultratech or none of the other putty players are, even some paint manufacturers, though they are growing, but they are not growing at the pace which Asian Paint is growing in terms of the putty.
Understood. This is very helpful. So just one question on more. How do we think volumes here? Like it is 1.7 last year. Should we think about growth this year? And if you can give some guidance at how the industry is growing in this.
So if you look at, the putty should be growing at about 8 to 9, should grow about at 8 to 9% this year. And we are trying to work, you see that, we grow at least, 5%, though our internal target is definitely much higher. But as of, what it looks, anything between 5 to 6% should be our growth numbers.
Understood. And just one last question on the grey cement side. Are you already seeing some green shoots in demand? If you can talk about how the season is, October is, and how do you expect post?
So October is definitely much better than what it, the September is. But, some of the government spending, that has to really come in full-fledged, and I think that should come from November onwards.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from Raghav Malik from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to check on the CapEx, target for the year. Are you still retaining the same target of, 1,800, 2,000 crores? We've done 500 odd crores in the first half.
No, projects are on stream and we are maintaining the CapEx targets.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Prateek Kumar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, Vinny sir, my first question is on your profitability. So you said that realizations have benefited from maneuvering of markets during this quarter. So next quarter, it should normalize, like versus industry peers, your realization trend versus other peers.
Yeah, yeah. So Next quarter, you know, it should match with the industry, but suppose the industry shows a growth of 3% over the quarter and there is no dip, so that will not be there. We have to then compare, you know, the situation vis-a-vis first quarter and where the industry is standing vis-a-vis first quarter in this quarter in Q3, and we'll be at par with that.
Oh, okay, so we'll have a lower realization growth, but will that be offset by better cost performance Q1?
There will be definite cost performance. There will be definitely improvement in volumes. But now with increased volumes, we will be catering to all the segments. Because we on a long term, we cannot, or medium or long term, we cannot afford to lose any segment if we have to maintain the volume growth. In Q2, we did not have the volume because of the maintenance.
Like one of the large peers talked about realization improvement to the tune of 200 per ton may going to EBITDA per ton. So is that kind of improvement which we should also look at?
We will be at par with the industry. You know, one, this realization, it will not be that the top players show that realization if we don't show it. If the prices improve, we will be at par. We will not be behind any producer.
And the last question on October volume. So because of festive timing changes, it will still be a decline year on year for the volumes for the month?
No, actually, I think we should be showing a growth year on year in October.
Sure. Thank you. These are my questions.
Thank you. Participants, please note we'll be taking the last two questions for today. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. First question pertains to your CapEx. You already spent 1,400 crore on console basis. So, and you're saying that 2,000 crore is the annual target for FY25. So, are we looking at the second half to be so dull on the CapEx or?
No, we have spent 750 crores till now. Out of the target of 1,800-1,900 crores.
So from the balance sheet, cash flow statement, console balance, cash flow, it is 1,400 crore. I was referring to that number.
Okay. But I think we can clarify this to you.
Check this cash flow number.
And we'll check up because the number, what is included, we'll clarify. That because the actual expenditure is around 750 crores, which
okay.
is the CapEx, but any other thing is, in the cash flow it is showing, the all other expenditure is, you know, as per the plan, because there nothing new has happened, so we still continue to, on the project is on as per the schedule, so we continue to, spend on the project in the same manner, so I don't think so. And whatever other expenditure which we have done on the normal capex and all, they are special. There's nothing.
Okay. And second, on the volume growth, see, first up, we are gray volume is flattish and white volume we are seeing 5% decline. You are maintaining 10% volume growth for the gray business for full year. So, are you confident the second half will be able to deliver 20% volume growth in the grey cement business, and similarly for white and putty, I suppose you guided 5% growth against 5% decline. So second half, a 10% growth, is it, you know, do you see green shoots good enough to support that kind of volume numbers?
So in grey, as I said earlier, that our numbers, we should be anything between 6 to 7%. We
okay.
are not talking about anything, you know, that the numbers, and in case of white, I mean there is no negative growth. I mean the white, if you look at the volume numbers, I mean it is not. I mean the total number, it is year on year, its sales is about 3% growth.
For which? Okay.
See, last year Q2 was
6 months.
Yeah,
6 months. I am referring to 6 month numbers.
Yeah, even 6 months it is higher. See, we have like combined number of 7,86,000 tons as against 7,61,000 tons 6 months last year. And cash flow also, I am looking at the consolidated cash outflow on the capex is 745 crores.
Okay.
Where did you get the number of 1400?
I'll recheck my number.
Yeah, you please check both the numbers, divide business volume, this, everything.
Okay. Great, sir. And yeah, I think these are all, if I could just chip in one last question. You mentioned that you are looking at 50 to 60 rupees savings through logistics and another similar amount of savings you are looking from the inching up of green power share, right?
Yeah, yeah, on use of alternate fuel and...
alternate fuel and also, basically, FY25 and 20, total 150 odd rupees which you are looking over next 2 years, 25, 26, so it will be equally split between both the years, the savings?
What I said, you know, we should see an exit of about 60 rupees in March.
Okay, on cumulative 60 rupees in this year.
So, yeah, so we should see a broadly a 60 rupees exit in sometime March and maybe balance we should see in FY26.
90 odd rupees you are looking at next for FY26.
Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, just a couple data points. So, blended mix for this quarter and road rail mix was how much?
1 second. Yeah, the railroad was, rail was only 9%.
Okay.
Yeah.
And blended mix?
70%.
70%. Okay. And sir, for this quarter, how much was the incentive that we have booked?
It is 58 crores.
58 crore. Okay. And for all the 6 million ton expansion, so previously we said that December 25, next December we will be starting. So that timeline remains intact or any...
By December 25, stroke first quarter, means the last quarter, end of third quarter, beginning of fourth quarter, should be the commissioning.
Okay, got it. And also, is it possible to share the fuel mix for this quarter? How much was the petcoke, imported coal and...
By heat, petcoke was around 75%. And balance is the alternate fuel and the imported.
Okay, got it. And sir, is it fair to say that this quarter, let's say at a console level, if we look at 11.1% kind of a EBITDA margin, so the white cement or let's say whatever way we can look at gray margin would be much lower and white is still higher than this blended average.
You have to arrive at that number yourself. No, we are not sharing as we see. We know.
Directionally, just trying to understand because as you mentioned that the putty significant competition is there. So just trying to see whether that margin also has also come off decently there also.
Well, I would say yes, I mean the gray business margins would be marginally lower in this quarter as compared to the white.
Okay, got it. Thank you and all the best and happy Diwali, sir.
Thank you. Same to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. On behalf of Phillip Capital India Private Limited, we thank the participants for joining the call and thank you very much, sir, for giving us the opportunity to host the call. Thank you, Michelle, you may not conclude the call. And we wish you all a very happy Diwali and a very happy Dhanteras. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining and wish you a happy Dhanteras and happy Diwali.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Phillip Capital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your line.